Why is Hubbard Cave so important in the bat population?
We know that Hubbard Cave has a large quantity of bats. It is an unprecedented number of bats for a western cave site. At particular caves where white nose syndrome has appeared, more than 90% of those bats have died. So if white nose syndrome shows up, cave bats die. We want to prevent white nose syndrome showing up in the west.
What happens to bats with white nose syndrome, and how do you stop the spread of it?
Currently, there's no known way of stopping the spread of this fungal infection. But what happens to bats is if they get this fungus while they're hibernating in the wintertime, they're forced to go searching for food or deplete their fat reserves. And so it causes bats to starve to death because there are no food resources available for bats in the wintertime, or they deplete their fat reserves and die in the cave.
Can you explain why bats are important ecologically, or why should we be interested in bats?
What's most astounding about bats is their biology. They'll eat their equivalent body weight in insects each night in order to have enough food and energy to fly. The weight of a typical Colorado bat, like a little brown bat, is about the weight of 1 to 3 pieces of paper. And the bat's wings are comprised primarily of the forearm and the fingers. The fingers are very elongated. Pretty cool.
What would happen if we lost a large population of bats to white nose syndrome?
We could have a disruption in the food chain or food web where we have an imbalance in the number of insects and other animals that eat those as prey. Ecologically, it's been estimated that bats provide millions of dollars into agricultural communities in eating insects like moths and flies and things that eat crops and damage crops. So the loss of bats could have an untold ripple effect on the rest of the ecosystem.